I graduated from college about 2 years ago, I guess, and my first job was I worked for a year at Miss Shirley's Cafe.
No.
Miss Shirley's Cafe.
Oh.
Yes.
All right.
We want to know the dirt.
Oh, there's plenty.
The dirt on the $17 breakfast. Okay, go ahead.
If you've never been to Miss Shirley's before, basically what it is on Sunday mornings, approximately 852 people cram themselves into a space about this big and demand, like, extravagantly flavored pancakes. So I basically did everything there, because when you work in a restaurant that busy, it fit approximately something like, I think, 1,500 people a day. You bus tables, you bartend, you run food, you deal with angry customers. But the job that I was best at and, of course, hated the most was hosting. Because when you're hosting, you have nothing to do with the food, so people can be as mean to you as they want to. So on one of the last days I was actually hosting there, I was attacked. We have a very strict policy at Shirley's of you cannot sit at your table until your entire party is present. Because people come in and say, I have a tent top, you put together all of these tables and you block off somebody's section for this tent top, and then they sit there with their friend for 2 hours waiting for the rest of them to show up. So it's a very strict policy. We had a six top come in, and they had been called to the front a couple times, but they only had four people present. They came up, they said they were all there. I grab the menus, I go to take them, and where I'm going is upstairs, and it's sort of like a little corner in the restaurant with the stairs like this. And I turn around and I notice that there's only four, and I said, in a very pleasant way, is your entire party here? Are they ready to sit down? And they said, no, they're just parking the car. They're on their way in. And I said, I'm very sorry. Unfortunately, I can't seat you till they're here. You'll stay at the top of the list, blah, 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 the whole thing. They just flipped a shit in the way I have never seen somebody freak out before. And they cornered me into the little corner. I literally could not walk out, and said, oh, no, we're all here. We're here. This is us. We're here. So just take us to the table. And I said, I could take you to a four top, but I can't seat you at the table for six. And they said, we're all here. Take us to the table. We're here. I cannot move. There's no manager around. Not that he would help. There are no other servers. There's no one. Thank God Sam, the busser, comes barreling down the stairs with this giant tub of dishes just stacked like this, and they move out of the way. And I literally ran to the host stand. I told my manager, please, they're like freaking out. I can't talk to them. I don't know what to do. So eventually, we got their pager. We said, another manager talked to them and explained, you'll stay at the top of the list, but we can't seat you till they get here. It's our policy. We can't break it, blah, blah, blah. And they took the news. So the point of the story is, the next time you eat at Shirley's, which if you're from Baltimore, you will probably eat there at least once, tip your server very well. They are getting it pretty hard from all angles. and they will be very appreciative, and they are very nice to you, so long as you're nice to them.